This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The James Cleveland trial, James being in our studio here on mic number three, it's also Ian and Mark here, has not yet quite begun. It will be kicking off tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., but yet there's already a lot to talk about. There were a few motions filed in court today. One of them to prohibit the First Amendment from being brought up in court. Yes, that's right. Apparently, well, it hasn't been granted, but you know, the state would, if the state gets its way, they would love to be prohibiting James from talking about the reason why he was in a place where there was a man who was suicidal that the police then used as their excuse to try to protect James from the man who was suicidal, because in theory the man who was suicidal couldn't, I guess, start blasting at other people.
Yeah, sure.
Who James was around the corner from anyway, because he was behind the building that the man was in.
Yeah, and there was another situation in Keene where there was like a swatting incident you were talking about earlier.
Yep.
Where, you know, the police were, you know, full battle rattle and their SWAT gear, and they're downtown Keene with assault rifles, and, you know, they're pointing guns at buildings apparently, and you know, and they're just letting the public walk on by. So
right, they I was there for this, and there's actually a video of it. If you search Free Keene for the word swatting, I think it's like the second article down there, or second or third down. Anyway, I was there. I witnessed these police hiding behind corners of buildings and pointing machine guns up at this particular building. So I was asking the cops, hey, you want to tell me what's going on here? Because it sure does look like you guys are taking some pretty serious precautions and, you know, protecting yourself from what appears like it might be gunfire. Like, why else would you hide around the corner of a building and point a gun out from around the side? Yeah, I don't want to jump to conclusions here or anything, but it looks like you guys might be a little bit concerned. Would you mind letting me know why, you know, whether we should be concerned too, as given the fact that we're just walking around here in downtown Keene? And they wouldn't tell me why they were there. They didn't tell me that, you know, I was in danger or anything like that. And but yet they were responding to what they believed was a hostage situation, and obviously they believed there was some danger out there. So they didn't stop anybody at all from walking through this apparently hot zone of some madman who was holding hostages in this building, you know, from a window top position where he'd been able to shoot anybody down there in the streets. So they didn't for one moment tell us, you can't stay here because of your safety. You move along, citizen. You can't be here. You're in danger. When there actually might have been a crazy madman in that building. Turns out it was a false call. That's what they call swatting, when like a teenager playing a video game calls the police on the other person in the game for
somebody
whatever
reason. Somebody gave
him a headshot. Apparently is a thing that teenagers do. And so that I think is a good counter to the idea that you, James, were somehow in danger from a suicidal man who wasn't even nearby where you were. He was on the other side of a building.
Yeah,
and yet that you were in danger and they needed to get you out of there for your safety. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and I filmed dangerous things in Keene before. I mean, there was a riot here last year.
That's right, yeah.
Where I was in truly physical danger. There were people throwing beer bottles like very high in the air, and they're, you know, coming crashing down into crowds of people. The police were shooting pepper balls. I wasn't arrested there. And in fact, there was another videographer, Jason Rapture, who's also a blogger at Free Keene. He was filming, like, these people using a battering ram. They knocked down a street lamp, and they're using it as a battering ram. And so then, you know, he was filming their face, so they're getting all pissed, you know, like, and they were actually, like, ready to
attack
him.
Getting up in him, yeah, getting up in his face.
So he had to leave the scene. So that was, like, you know, truly dangerous.
Yeah, where were the police protecting him then? Let's go to Nick in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Go ahead, Nick. Hello? Nick in Philly.
We're saying about not being able to mention constitutional amendments in court. It really jogged my memory on something that happened to me in New Jersey, in Camden, New Jersey, actually. Not a good place to be. But they have this thing that they do there where they will basically give anyone a ticket who is fair-skinned in a bad neighborhood, in a, like a dangerous neighborhood.
Okay.
And it's like called maintaining a disorderly house, and somehow this relates to people who pass through a dangerous area. But anyway,
is the idea that you're something.
Daryl had something like this happen to him in, I believe, Alabama, where, you know, he lived in kind of a rough area, and the police thought it was suspicious that, you know, he was on his porch,
the wrong color, basically.
Yeah, and I don't remember if it was this particular one, but I think the officer might have even pointed a gun at him.
Wow.
So,
all right, tell me more, Nick.
So, eventually I actually took it to court and tried to fight it. I hired a lawyer. It was actually a former prosecutor, which is a bad mistake. There's a myth that that's a good idea. It's not. You want someone who's going to be in an adversarial role. You do not want someone who's buddy-buddy with them. But that's just a myth. But anyway, he actually told me straight up, when I started mentioning constitutional rights and stuff, he told me, if you even mention the Constitution in that courtroom, you'll be taken to jail instantly. That was his words exactly.
Wow.
Former prosecutor.
That's nuts.
Yeah, not a...
Did you end up keeping
how to
him,
react to that.
Did you end up keeping him in on contract for the entire time, or did you fire him when you finally realized that this guy's bad news?
Eventually I got the idea that basically these things are just ransom and you're not going to get away without losing some kind of money, whether it's through the lawyer or...
Oh, yeah.
You know, the most he's going to do is maybe lower it a little bit after you've already shelled out hundreds of dollars on the lawyer himself, so...
Yeah, it's a real scam, the whole sort of lawyering thing. And I don't mean to say that all lawyers are scam artists. I don't mean that for a moment. There's some of them who I think are good, honest people who are trying to do the right thing and help people. But others of them, I think, are there sort of working hand in hand with the system, knowing they can take advantage of people who do not know their rights. They don't understand the law and the court system, and they basically, most of them, will hold their hand through a plea deal, meaning the state gets what they want. The state gets a plea of guilty, and they don't actually have to go to trial. They don't have to make a case. And the lawyer gets what he wants because he gets thousands of dollars to hold your hand through a plea deal, which anyone can do that. And, of course, the argument is that if you hire the lawyer, you'll do better. If you hire a lawyer, the sentence will be lower and the plea deal will be a better offer, that kind of thing. And the thing is, there's no real way to test that theory. It's sort of like a conspiracy theory, if you will, right? Like, if you hire one of the boys in the group, the boys' club, the lawyers' club, then, you know, you're going to do better than if you go at it on your own. And you just can't prove it one way or the other. It's like, you know, comparing apples to oranges.
Well, let me ask you
this. Compare A versus B.
If you represent yourself, the prosecutor basically has to talk to you at some point,
right? That's correct, yeah.
And
they generally will try to negotiate a plea deal with you.
Yeah, I mean, even if the plea deal is life in prison, right? Like, they can negotiate something. I mean, it would seem like if you can get some time with the prosecutor, then you can present your case as to why this should be lower or whatever. It seems to me that if you're going to a plea deal, I would rather be negotiating my own plea deal than have a lawyer do it. And if a lawyer's out there listening and thinks this is the stupidest thing they've ever heard, I'd love to have them call me and just explain, because, you know, what do I know? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. James, do you have an attorney for this?
I do, and I think he's actually a relatively decent guy.
Everybody who has an attorney thinks that.
Well, one of the reasons I did get an attorney, people don't realize how terrible the system is until you start getting involved in it. And one of the things I realize is, well, you know, I don't know these people's rules. It's like, you know, imagine trying to, like, learn a new sport on the fly.
Sure.
It's impossible.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying that everybody who has an attorney believes that they're the good one.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, in defense of my attorney, he was like, well, what do you want to do, James? Like, he always asks me that. And so I'm like, you know, oh, thank you. Like, he doesn't... Like, he's like, well, what would be an acceptable plea deal? Like, he asked me that question as opposed to trying to negotiate that on his part. And I think that's what a good attorney should do. I don't know if they always do it.
Nick, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Maybe you've got a question for James Cleveland. His trial, where he's facing 2 years in prison for exercising his right to record. At least what he thought was his right to record. Our toll-free number, 855-453. He's here with us. It's Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen-printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great-looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name-brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. that's the show that allows you to call in and bring up anything that you want. We're here to take your calls at 855-450-FREE. The general topic, though, is all things court-related. 855-450-3733, specifically the court trial of our very own James Cleveland, who's in the studio with us here tonight. He's facing 2 years of prison because he exercised his rights. And unfortunately, this is what it takes to retain your rights. I mean, I'm sorry, but you don't really have rights unless you're willing to stand up for those rights. And it takes people like James and Carla Garrick and Mr. Glick, I forget his first name, Glick guy from Boston, Glick decision. It takes people like that who are willing to stand up, plant their feet in the ground and say, no, I'm not going to do it. No, officer, I'm not going to turn this camera off. I'm not going to go around the corner of that building where I can then no longer see what it is you and your fellow officers are doing, which is what they basically wanted you to do, James, was to back off. You backed up twice when they asked you to back up, so it wasn't like you were completely non-cooperative with these guys. Then when they demanded that you back up again, you told them no. They put you in handcuffs, claimed you resisted arrest. That was on video. It's ridiculous. And that's what's going to trial tomorrow. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And there's, even though the trial hasn't even started, there's a lot of aspects that I think are interesting to talk about here. Because, you know, we can dig into these situations in a way that, you know, most shows can't. This is happening to our hosts. You know, we have the ability to go to these trials, and we've been to enough of them to where we kind of understand how the system works. So we're, you know, by no means are we legal experts, but we probably know more than the average person about the legal system and the so-called justice system.
Yeah, it's almost like a hobby for me at this point. Like
a sad hobby, but yes, I spend more hours than I would like to admit inside a courtroom.
And it's like, you know, you start reading about all these similar cases, and it's like, you know, like you have to do it. You got to do your research and put your hours in, and that's one of the difficult things about it, I think, is, you know, it's very stressful. It's a lot of work to do these things. So.
They want to make it hard. You know, they want to make it uncomfortable. You already mentioned that it's been a year and a half since this event happened, and you've been under bail conditions that entire time. So there's that stress, the constant stress of you not knowing what's going to happen next in your life. You don't know if you're going to go to prison for 2 years, and that can make it so you just don't feel like doing anything. So it can be kind of a real frustrating, depressing thing.
Yeah, and that's true, and it's not for everyone. Like, I'm in a very good position because even if they sentence me to jail time, it's like, okay, like, I got nothing else to do, really. Like, I'll just go read and work out. Like, you know, maybe I'll, like, I don't know, learn how to do some computer programming or something.
You don't have a kid to take care of.
Exactly.
For instance,
so, you know,
something like that.
You know, I think people who are in a position where they can do it, like, you shouldn't feel guilty if you can't do that.
Right. But this is what it takes. You don't just get free speech just because. The government doesn't care about that. They're going to keep infringing on people's freedom of speech. They're going to keep infringing on the freedom of the press. And they're going to infringe on it as far as they are allowed to get away with it. And as long as people keep bending over and doing whatever it is that they're told to do, then the government will keep on pushing, just like they kept pushing you. They pushed you back once. They came back. They pushed you back again. And then they tried a third time. And you stopped them there. And then ultimately were carted off in a pair of handcuffs.
It's the nature of the state to control. I mean, it's an organization of control. So, you know, control is not necessarily lawful. It is not necessarily right or just. And there's only one way to figure that out. And the way to figure out whether control is right or lawful or just or good is to push back and ask questions.
And one of
they
the
don't
things,
like that.
Yeah, one of the things too is people are so obedient. Like, almost no one says no. I mean, I got some, like, census form in the mail for my business, and it was like, you're required by law to fill this out, and we want to know exactly how much money you make and what kind of products you sell and, you know, describe your business in three paragraphs. And I'm just like, you know, under penalty of law, you must return this. And I was like, well, you know, I estimate this is going to take 2 or 3 hours, so I'm not going
to
do it.
Better things to do.
Yeah, so I just put it in the garbage can. But
and they didn't come after you.
They called me, and I told them I don't want to speak to them, and then that was that.
How'd they get your number?
I think they looked up the business, but, you know, I did a risk assessment. I looked online, and the last time anyone was prosecuted for, like, census violations was in the 70s. I said, well, this is pretty low risk.
Yep.
But most people just are probably so obedient, they probably submit that form, just send it right in.
Nobody wants to deal with the government. They make life difficult, and that's one of the reasons why people take a plea deal. Of course, if you want to actually stop the state from aggressing, then you probably shouldn't take the plea deal in the long run. But I don't blame someone who does. I get it. Like, nobody wants that court hanging over their head. Nobody wants to have to, you know, deal with the stress of that. So someone like you, James, or Carly Garrick, these other activists who have Rich Paul, who have taken these things to trial, it's because of people like that is why we're, I think, in as good a place as we are today. Meaning that you actually had a good day today in court because of the Carly Garrick trial. Because she went to court. She had the success in civil court, which helped to further enshrine the right to record the police in public places. She had that success that is now part of the court record, and other courts can reference it, and other attorneys can reference it. So you guys are building off of the sort of the foundation that she built, that she then built on top of the Glick decision, because the Glick decision came first. And so had those activists not done those things, you'd be starting from zero, or it'd be a lot harder for you to make your case.
And you can go back even further. I mean, like that Seacoast case where they're arrested, like, on the grass for, like,
The protesters?
Yeah, for holding signs and said, oh, you guys are being disorderly, and, like, okay. Like, because they, you know, said, well, we don't think we did anything wrong, and because they challenged it, you know, they overturned it.
Exactly.
They changed it for the better.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. Charlie is on the line listening in Arizona. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Good evening, my friends. I just wanted to mention a couple of things. If you recall Aaron Russo's film, towards the very beginning, he tried to interview people outside the Internal Revenue Building.
This is the movie America from Freedom to Fascism, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Really opened my eyes to a lot of things.
But, it's a good movie.
Oh, yeah. I let the thing out and never get it back. But I hope
it. So what about it? Go ahead.
Makes the rounds. Aside from that, one of the comments you made about not allowing statements in court. Also in his film, there was a tax protester, I believe, in Vegas before a district court, and the judge stated that he would not allow the law in his court. In other words, he himself was the arbiter of total truth and justice.
Yep, so. Not an uncommon experience for people in government courts. Thanks, Charlie, for your call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've heard it. You know, I've been in courts enough.
That's what they tell the jurors. You know, like, you will interpret the law as I tell you. You know, something like that. I don't remember the exact wording. But, you know, the judge is basically saying, like, do what I'm telling you to do. It's, you know, I think it's a terrible wording myself, but
yeah, honestly, you know, what's the point of the jury there if we're going to write down the law and then tell you how to interpret the law and then just have you rubber stamp what we're doing? What's the point of it? I mean, why
it's
not
a show? It's for show.
It's what it looks like.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we haven't even mentioned the successful jury nullification outreach that went on today, speaking of jurors. And, of course, this is one of the reasons why the government hates jury nullification outreach, because it empowers jurors to actually judge a case based on their conscience, which, of course, is a danger to the status quo and the system itself. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Talk Live, inviting you to dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to court tomorrow morning, bright and early here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where our own James Cleveland, who's in the studio tonight, is facing 2 years in prison for recording video of the police. Now, of course, the cops will say it wasn't because you were recording video, James, just that you wouldn't move back far enough for your own safety. And now, in order to keep you truly safe, we are going to lock you in a prison cell for 2 years because we care about you, James. We just wanted you to be safe. Why don't you just do what you're told?
Well, that's another interesting question is, like, you know, do I have the right to do things that might not be safe?
Sure.
You know, it's
you,
like,
you should.
Like, I think I should, like...
You do know, you own yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's like a, I think, a very important question, but...
You certainly have the right to go down to the state liquor store, buy as much of the this deadly alcohol as you possibly can, and then consume as much of it as you can to where you will die. You have an absolute right to do that.
You have the privilege to drive, as they're told you. And this is in some age demographics, the most dangerous thing you can do is drive a car. So you're allowed to do the most dangerous thing you can, but you can't go and act as the free press.
It's ridiculous. So hopefully with some of these points we'll come through to the jury.
I can
tomorrow.
Tell you what the safest thing to do is when a guy's got a gun and he's suicidal is to not be anywhere near there. And yep. If officer safety is paramount, then perhaps they shouldn't be there either. Nobody should be going in and doing anything that's not safe.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Actually, we'll do that here in a moment. I also want to let you know about saveatpurse.com. If you want to go and save big time at Amazon, how about 20%, 30%? One of our listeners just said he got an order fulfilled at 50% off. Now, it seems like if your dollar amount of the order is smaller, you're more likely to get the larger discounts. That's one of the observations that have been made. But anyway, the longer you're willing to wait, the higher of a discount you can get off of pretty much whatever you want to buy through Amazon by going to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tim, in Wyoming, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Glad to hear you're talking about the... Well, I guess top lock is basically, I mean, that's part of the subject, possibly, that you're talking about. But as I was telling the your screener, basically, I've been on both sides of the law. I mean, I've been an enforcement officer, you might say, a peace officer, I call myself. But I've been I've also been a scofflaw as well. So, and now I'm actually, I guess I'd say I'm ambivalent. I'd rather just leave them alone and have them leave me alone. So, I understand. I mean, the freedom of the press. James, you said you were basically just filming something that was going on, and it seems as though the officer's safety wasn't in question. Obviously, they didn't care about your safety. They wanted to boss you around. Obviously, they considered you to be a slave.
Mm-hmm.
As you all were saying earlier, we all own our own bodies. We can do what we like with them. We can do something dangerous. We can do something safe. We can do something stupid. All those things at the same time if we like. But when the police decide that they run everything and they have the control of everything, and we let them have it, that's where our fault lies. Because, as I said before, the American public, but in general, the world's population has become essentially stupid. We've decided to let authority have its way, and it takes the rope and wraps it around our neck and says, "Is this tight enough for you yet?" No, it's still not tight enough. Keep going. Well, essentially, we're choking ourselves with our own rope, and we're asking them to do it for us. So, I agree with the. I agree with your position where you're trying to assert your right to get information and disseminate information and possibly even be a safety advocate for whatever the situation was. If somebody's being harassed by the police and you're filming this, or they're not being harassed by the police, then the police have a problem with it either way. They shouldn't have a problem with it. If they have body cameras on, that's even worse. If they're doing what they're doing and they're saying you can't do what you do, then they're completely in the wrong, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Yeah, one interesting thing is, so if I'm out filming a situation and let's say, I don't know, a gentleman punches a police officer, you know, absolutely I would give the tape to the police. Like, you know, I'm out there to document what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone is acting up, whether it's the police or a private citizen, you know, I want there to be a record of that so there can be justice. Like, that's, you know, like one of my major motivations to be out there.
Absolutely. And I did the same thing in the circumstance of the Pumpkin Fest riots, where I recorded video of a huge bottle war. You were describing some of this earlier, James, where these college students were chucking sometimes mostly full bottles of beer and cans of beer at one another for about 10 or 15 minutes. Well, I handed that footage over to the police because I don't support property rights I don't support property destruction. I support property rights. I don't support the destruction of people's property, and I certainly don't support the physical attacking of other peaceful people. And so I had evidence of those crimes being committed, so I had no problem handing that over to them. I think some of the police were surprised by that. But, you know, I'm not out there to go against the police. If the police were doing the right thing all the time, I'd be on their side all of that time. But they unfortunately spend their time harassing people like you, James, and, you know, people with open containers and carrying marijuana or recording the police.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confusion, too. Like, people might think, like, oh, you guys don't want any rules, and that's not what we're talking about at all. You know, it's like what we're advocating for is, a better system, a more reasonable system, you know, a system where all I'm asking for is, you know, let me review the rules and, you know, I think all of us would say, okay, you know, murder is probably a terrible idea. Stealing is a terrible idea. Like, there's very simple rules that pretty much everyone would agree on, and maybe there'd be a society where that didn't agree, and maybe it wouldn't go very well for them. I don't know. You know, it'd be interesting to at least have the right to try
something different.
Yeah, it's like you can't do anything outside of the norm. They control so many aspects of your life. You know, like, I was joking with TJ. You know, let's say you're a business and you set your prices too low. Well, that's predatory pricing.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you set them too high, well, you're a monopoly. And then if you set them the same as everyone else, well, you're colluding with people. So no matter what you do, you know, in your day-to-day life, you're going to be violating rules. And no one knows what the rules are. It's fascinating.
They don't even know the rules.
Yeah, it's fascinating just to, like, go read a rule book, you know, these laws and just... It's just so ridiculous.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. James in Arizona, yeah. Going once.
I'm wondering what type of man James walks up to a cop in body armor with an assault rifle, as he called it, and starts asking him questions.
Well, first of all, I didn't walk up to the cop. The cop actually walked up to me. I was out there for over an hour, James, and I didn't talk to the police at all. Sure.
But you're referring to me when I talk to the cops?
Ask me a question, James.
You're talking about free speech. I made a simple statement and you instantly interrupted. But I know how you guys play the game, so I don't get...
Well, no, I think he presumed you were talking about him, given that we've been talking about James throughout the entire show tonight.
That brought up in the last segment. And to finish the statement, James, now, the kind of man that does that is the type of man who also has activist tools doing things for him, and I'm sorry I called you pathetic. Last time we spoke, James, but then again, the people you hang out with, when I'm talking about ISIS, mass murderers, roaming the Middle East, you're so deeply ingrained with lack of thought, you brought up an abortion clinic bomber to me as if they're the same thing, which they're not, but you're not a deep thinker, and if you were to go to jail, it's too bad the Queen City Chiefs didn't have the sense to go to Tent City, because you wouldn't be looking forward to going there.
Did you go to Tent City when you got picked up in your DUI?
Bring him back.
Do I have to? All right, fine. James wants you back. 855-450-FREE. James versus James. Coming up. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now. 1-800-647-9959. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-647-9959. That's 1-800-647-9959. 1-800-647-9959.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. James Cleveland is standing up for your rights to record the police. He's facing down 2 years in prison in a jury trial that begins tomorrow. Today was the jury selection day, and it was an eventful day on its own right. We can talk more about that. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and Mark.
Don't forget, super ugly sweaters are available right now, and I presume all year long. But right now at tipsyelves.com, you can go and get 20% off with code FTL, FTL like Free Talk Live. You need this ugly Christmas sweater so you can lighten up your Christmas party that you might be attending, where inevitably you'll be the talk of the room. This thing is so garish, there's no way people won't be able to notice you. Go to tipsyelves.com. They've got more than like Christmassy things. They've got collegiate logo design sweaters and things like that. Also, adult onesies are available at tipsyelves.com. And the designs are just absolutely ridiculous. Cats with laser eyes. There's the one that you have with Jesus with a balloon, and it says birthday boy.
Yeah, birthday boy Jesus. There's the reindeers that are doing it. Yeah.
And those are just the ones that, you know, we've
got. I love the decorated Christmas tree that has, like, sort of, you know, tinsel and all kinds of things that are in real life. I like, they've got these little fabric bulbs and stuff on the sweater.
They have that one too?
Yeah, it's hideous.
TipsyElves.com, code FTL, gets you 20% off site-wide. Use that code at checkout, code FTL at TipsyElves.com. James Cleveland in the studio here. James in Arizona on the line. And James, you had asked James in Arizona you'd asked me to keep him on here. So he's still here with us. Thanks for hanging on there, James in Arizona.
Well, my pleasure. That's why I called in, to have a conversation. But anyway, I'll repeat the statement.
That's a first.
That's not a first at all, but that's...
All right, go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
That you told that you like to use. But, James, I'll repeat the statement that you wouldn't be so casual about looking at about 2 years in the pen if you're looking at spending it in Tent City like we have here in Arizona.
And Tent City is those, that's the jail that Joe Arpaio administered.
Right, may I continue?
No, you can wait because I need to explain what Tent City is for all of the listeners who don't follow this psychopathic madman known as Joe Arpaio in your area. Not everyone lives in Phoenix, Arizona, or pays attention to what goes on there. So Tent City is where he keeps people out in tents in the hot Arizona desert and the cold Arizona desert at nighttime, and also feeds them, you know, basically nothing, bologna, moldy bologna sandwiches, and essentially deprives some people of water. So go ahead, Tent City.
Thanks for proving my point, Ian, that for the people that, to the benefit of your audience that didn't know that already. But, James, one of your fellow co-hosts very excitedly butted in about Tent City and wanted to ask me a question. Can you make that question for the benefit of your audience, Minister Edge, and then let me respond, and then even let me respond to your response, because I'm betting that's not going to be true either. But make the accusation again about how...
Well, I just asked if you had been to Tent City.
And why would you ask that?
Because I know that you've been, you had at the very least one, if not several, convictions for DUI.
At the very least one, which I actually have already admitted to, one time.
Yeah, I have evidence to the contrary, but that doesn't mean that I'm right. Evidence is just evidence.
No, I admit having had one.
Right, I have evidence to the contrary.
So he was asking, did you go to Tent City?
Can I continue? Since I asked if I may respond to his comment, which I knew wasn't going to be entirely truthful.
Isn't something that has to do with truth. It's inquiring.
Well, it's not inquiry. It's
trying to find the truth.
It's not inquiry when you hang up on a person and accuse them of having had truth.
I believe you're still here talking. Are you going to answer the question?
No, I'm responding to Mark.
We're waiting for your response.
I'm attempting to respond to Mark. I keep on getting butted in because I know you don't like people.
All right, you've got 10 more seconds before you're done. Are you going to answer his question?
You'll be in a court of law, Mark Edginson and Ian Bernard, if you don't allow me to tell your audience the truth of how you...
Oh, you're going to sue us? Goodbye. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So if we don't let him speak on our radio show, he's going to sue us? I'd love to see that one happen. You remember, we went out to lunch today, and there was this attorney in there, an actual attorney, not James in Arizona, but an actual attorney who threatened me once while I was out in front of the very same courthouse we were at today. This attorney... I had was recording video of him getting out of his car for some reason. I don't even know why, but I was recording video, and he started threatening me. Or I was just recording video in general, and he just came up and started threatening me and said that if I recorded video of him that he was going to sue me for it. And so, of course,
you zoomed in.
Yeah, I absolutely recorded video of him and continued to record video of him when he did that. And you know what? He's an attorney, and he didn't sue me. So I called his bluff there, and if you want to take us to court, James, good luck. Good luck trying to get some money out of a church, a pastor from a church that doesn't have anything. I own nothing, so I don't know what you're going to get out of me.
Well, I guess regarding the Tent City, so the first point I guess I would make is if I lived in Arizona, you know, it'd be like a risk assessment thing.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe I wouldn't do activism there because I wouldn't want to end up there. And the second point is, you know, I think I have some mental fortitude. Like, I've worked some fairly difficult jobs in my life. I was in the Army. I was a construction laborer for over 2 years in the Southeast, which was a hell of a lot harder than the Army, honestly. Very hot, hard labor, building scaffolding, you know, doing concrete work, working 100 feet in the air. You know, it was very dangerous. People died on the job site. You know, and I was traveling around. You know, I couldn't see my family, so, I mean, there were some stresses on it. And, yeah, I probably wouldn't want to repeat that. You know, it was not – I got paid well, so, I mean, there's that, but
– James, aren't you just my minion? I mean, you've clearly – you moved here to Keene, New Hampshire, and now here you are. You're putting your life, your freedom on the line for this, you know, pathetic ruse of a movement here in Keene. I mean, you're just – manipulated, easily manipulated. You're pathetic, aren't you?
That's right. And I give you all my money, and like somehow all my money just disappears into your bank account, and you know it's ridiculous.
Do you have a bank account anymore, Ian?
There's a bank account I administer.
I administer one too, but that doesn't make it mine.
Yeah, I mean, define have. I mean, I have something I can control. Does that mean it belongs
to me? No, that wasn't the question.
So the other thing I think James brought up, this is he had mentioned I brought up like the abortion bombers, and I don't exactly remember the conversation, but I think he was talking about ISIS, and, you know, he was talking about, like, I could be wrong, I think about how dangerous they were, and, you know, I was just trying to point out that, you know, there are extremists in Christianity. Like,
there sure are. How about that guy that shot up the Planned Parenthood? Didn't he say in court the other day that he's, a killer for the babies or something like that?
Yeah, and did it for the babies.
And, you know, and I think the other point was, maybe I'm wrong on this too, but I think I was arguing that, you know, the United States is a very good recruiter for ISIS. You know, they destabilize the Middle East. They're killing people. I read today that there's over 2,100 photos of torture that they won't release.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're apparently,
the U.S. torturing someone?
Yeah, apparently worse than Abu Ghraib. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those were some awful pictures.
We were on the air when that was happening, so we talked about that.
So, you know, it's just... I guess that was just the point I wanted to bring up.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So in court today, the government, the state, this woman who calls herself the state, because it's this weird religious belief system where they believe in this thing that they are a part of, but they also are, and they don't talk about themselves as though they are he or she or I. It's the state says this. The state says the court says this, yeah. Even though it's a man.
One of my favorite things is, you know, the court can't hear you unless you're standing.
That's right.
That's one of my favorites.
Unless, of course, you're crippled, then you can stay seated. That's okay.
Yep.
So, you know, one of the things she said was that she was motioning the court to accept her beliefs that this particular, the state's argument, that the property that you were on when you were arrested for recording the police, because it was private property, you didn't have a right to record the police. Right? Wasn't that essentially what her argument was today?
Yes. And actually, I just thought of an interesting thing. You know, she wants to go on this field trip, take everyone out there. I wonder if she has the property owner's permission to do that. If it's not a public place, you know.
That's an excellent question.
Does she have that in writing? Because, you know.
I highly doubt they have the property.
Maybe we should challenge this field trip.
Yeah, you should make a note, because that's a really interesting question. Like, could you call the prosecutor and cross-examine them, or, you know, examine them about that? Like, did you actually ask permission to come out to this supposed private property? Oh, no, it doesn't have a no trespass sign on it. And the judge himself was really going at her pretty hard on this today. Like, he was pointing out to her, or, you know, sort of asking questions that revealed that he understood that the idea behind, you know, whether this was public or not isn't a question of whether the government owns it, but whether or not it's open to the public. And if there's no prohibition, no obvious signage or, you know, fencing, then, yeah, it's available to the public to come to that apartment complex, right? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize the dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.